The organization says the coronavirus epidemic in China now constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
So far, only 98 cases have been confirmed in 18 countries outside China, including 8 cases of human-to-human transmission in 4 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledges this is a relatively small number compared to China. But he notes the numbers are going up and infections are spreading to more countries.
The main reason for this declaration is not because of what is happening in China, but because of what is happening in other countries.
The committee does not recommend restrictions on international travel and trade. It calls on countries to implement decisions based on evidence, not on rumor and misinformation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Health officials say that for the first time in the U.S., the new virus from China has spread from one person to another. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Public health officials in Chicago have confirmed the first U.S. case of person-to-person transmission of a worrisome new virus. The U.S. case is reported to be the husband of a Chicago woman who fell ill after returning from a trip to Wuhan, China. Here's Illinois State Epidemiologist Dr. Jennifer Layden.
He recently began reporting new symptoms and was immediately admitted to the hospital and placed in an appropriate isolation room where he is in stable condition.
Officials are investigating contacts of the couple and say the man said he hadn't been to any large-scale gatherings. Illinois Director of Public Health, Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
This person-to-person spread was between two very close contacts, a wife and husband. The virus is not spreading widely across the community.
I'm Jennifer King.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate is in its final hours.